You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Punt Podcast, Midweek Edition.
Genuinely wants to spend the rest of his career at Tottenham Hotspur. I think he's mad.
I'm sorry, how can he escape Flash? It's unbelievable.
Mercy.
So this is an obvious snap. It's a team in great form at home against a team who just aren't that good.
I think he'll score some goals in League One. He's 17-10 any time. Deadly from set pieces and in the air.
Great, the boss is up for manager of the month. They've been phenomenal. Their odds against. Love it.
Subscribe to The Punt on iTunes, listen on Audio Boom, or look out for the link on Twitter or on William Hill's Facebook page.
Well, hello and a very warm welcome to this midweek edition of The Punt, William Hill's football podcast. Plenty of fantastic football to look forward to this week. We've got the FA Cup replays from the fourth round and also a tasty Premier League encounter to look forward to as well. My name's John Gibby. For this edition, I'm joined by Mark Walton. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hello, John. Very well, thank you. Looking forward to midweek, of course, FA Cup replays, still chances of upsets, which we saw a few of already in the FA Cup fourth round. And then we've got a pretty big Premier League game to look forward to midweek as well, which could have quite a bearing on the top end of the table, which is very interesting.
And it's good at this time of the season, isn't it? Because I kind of find from February onwards, we start getting, we've obviously got these two players in the FA Cup, and then we start getting to the business end of the European competitions. There's midweek action in the Premier League and also loads of critical games in the Championship. Football becomes a week-round affair from this point onwards, with the critical action taking place all over the shop.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Good midweeks, big weekends. If your team's doing well, it's all very nice. If your team's doing poorly, it can become quite depressing.
Was that a jibe at me, Mark, the Leeds United fan against the Fulham fan?
It wasn't, actually, no, because Leeds have had a pretty bad weekend themselves, and I don't really want to go into that. But
fortunately, you don't have to.
Yeah, the merry-go-round of football turns up a notch, if you like, this week on onwards. And great to have the Champions League back soon as well, and before you all know it, we'll know who's champion of what by the end of the season.
Yeah, indeed.
Not wishing our lives away, of course.
No. I can't wait for next season. the FA Cup is always good because obviously we get to talk about some teams here on The Punt that we wouldn't usually get to cover. And really that is the case with the two teams contesting the replay in the first of the games we're going to be looking at. This is coming up on Tuesday. Take a look at the televised games in the FA Cup, by the way. Newport hosting Middlesbrough. It's a 7:45 kickoff. Newport 29-10. The draw 12-5. And Middlesbrough are 19-20. So just narrowly odds on Middlesbrough. Do you think they're going to do the business?
Yes, well, on first impression, you see that price about Middlesbrough and you think, ooh, that's a decent price about a Championship side taking on League Two opposition. And then you look into the form of Newport against Middlesbrough in their history, the old head-to-heads. Newport are winless in three previous meetings with Middlesbrough. Again, that 19-20 looks pretty good. And the fact that Middlesbrough have progressed in 22 of their last 24 FA Cup ties against lower league opposition, that 19-20 starts to look huge. But Newport, they have got this knack of playing well against better sides. They've lost only once in their last six home FA Cup games from sides in the top two tiers, let alone their own tier and League One as well. You know, as recently as last season, they beat Leeds at Rodney Park, which was disappointing for me. They then held Spurs to a 1-1 draw to prove that it wasn't a fluke. They're very good at home and eventually lost 2-0 away. They weren't disgraced in that defeat either. They seem to be able to raise their game in the FA Cup.
Beat Leicester in this competition earlier on in the season as well.
Yeah, exactly. So they've got history of causing big size problems. So then you start to think maybe that 19-20 isn't quite tempting enough. Can they do it again, Newport? That's the question. The 14th in League Two. They've got checkered form at the moment, really, but their home form, as we just mentioned there, in terms of FA Cup matches, it's also a pretty good domestic, like in the league as well. Only one defeat at home since September. It gets trickier the more you look into this game. Borough are in good form, seven games without defeat for them. They're still in the playoff mix and possibly higher in the Championship as well. So is that 19-20 big enough? That's the question, John. And I'm not entirely convinced that a shade of odds on about a side that have bigger things to worry about, really. They're not going to get to the final of the FA Cup, Middlesbrough, whereas they have a very realistic chance of gaining promotion back to the Premier League. So the focus is going to be that, regardless of what anybody tells you different. So I looked at a different way into the game, and it depends on team news. I imagine they'll play a relatively strong side because they did in the first meeting between these two sides. Britta Sombalonga started, and he's been in fine form. He's got 5 goals in his last 5. He's 13-8 to score any time. You don't need to put a result on it there. You just need to hope that Sombalonga scores. It's better than the price on Borough. If he scores, they're more likely to win, of course. I'd rather play something like that than actually go with the result here, because part of me believes in the magic of the Cup and hopes that Newport can spring a bit of a surprise again. But in terms of the quality players on the pitch there, Sombalonga is proving that he's an out-and-out goal scorer at the moment. And 13-8 for him to score any time would be my way into that game.
Because you think about Sombalonga, and you're talking about a quality striker at championship level up against lower league opposition here. That 13-8, as you say, it does look big. I suppose the questions over the starting lineup are what's priced in there. But
yeah.
Then if he started for the previous game, stands to reason he's going to do so again?
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you? I mean, I don't think Tony Pulis is one of those managers that's going to make 11 changes going into a cup tie or any football match. So I think if we use the first meeting, if you like, as a bit of a key, I'd play that bet in this second meeting.
Okay, Newport against Middlesbrough. I should mention as well that to qualify prices, Newport are 13-8 to make it through to the fifth round. Middlesbrough are 4-9. You've got all the different bets and specials as well available on the William Hill website or on the app for all of the games we're talking about. So do check that out. The other game in the FA Cup, the other televised game this week, is a day later on Wednesday. West Brom hosting Brighton. It gets underway at 8:05. West Brom 19-10. The draw 9-4. And Brighton are 29-20. Interesting one, this. I'd initially be drawn to Brighton at 29-20 as being a little bit too big, but I suppose West Brom, especially at home, a team who can cause them plenty of problems.
Yeah, we've seen West Brom play some exciting, very fast counter-attacking football at home, which is kind of not what you expect from a home side, but the way they turn the game around sometimes and all that pace in their attack, you know, they've got the likes of Dwight Gayle in there who's faster than a greyhound and so on and so forth.
We tested it.
We had a race. They can really cause teams problems. And Brighton, for me, they're in a bit of bother at the moment. They're going to be safe from relegation. They're not going to go anywhere in terms of that kind of bother. And you know, some of those teams where you get 9th and 10th in the Premier League with nothing really to worry about or to play for, you'd say go on a cup run. I don't think Brighton quite fall into that bracket, and I think they would be, I don't think they'd be happy to lose this, but I don't think they'd be distraught to lose it either. Yeah. Put it that way. Again, that's the scenario with West Brom, because they've got bigger things to worry about. And again, it's, you can see why they picked these two games for television, because they are quite hard to call and they could be quite entertaining.
Good for betting purposes.
Yes, or tricky for betting purposes.
Well, I suppose
as I'm proving here.
Bit of both.
West Brom unbeaten in 10 home games against Brighton in all competitions. That goes back to 1976. So they've got a very good record at the Hawthorns against Brighton. It's not a happy hunting ground for the Brighton boss either, Chris Hughton. He's lost 4 of his last 5 trips to the home of West Brom. Brighton have progressed from 4 of their last 5 FA Cup replays, which is on their side, but then the last of those, which was in 2014 against Hull, they lost. So that form, that piece of statistic is also skewing me towards West Brom. Brighton were the better side in the first meeting between these two sides. If you look at the attempts on goal, for instance, 24 for Brighton, only 6 for West Brom. But that goes into the fact that I think West Brom will set up to kind of hit Brighton on the counter-attack, and they'll try and invite them on a little bit and try and do it that way. Brighton are winless in their last 5 in all competitions, and they're really struggling on the road as well. Their away form has been pretty poor this season. It's the home form that's keeping them going where they are in the Premier League. So I don't think Brighton are a big enough price to side with, and I quite like West Brom at 19-10. I think you get nearly 2-1 about a side that are very good at home against a side that are very poor away, and that both, you know, the one thing that plays in my mind that keeps stopping me going strong on West Brom here is that you've got that conundrum that you tend to get with all FA Cup ties for teams that have something to play for in the league. So you got the idea that they're chasing promotion. Do they need the distraction when they could feasibly end up in the top 2 in the next few weeks if they keep their form going? But they also have that let's keep the winning mentality going, let's not lose for the sake of losing. No side goes out there, no manager wants to see their side go lose because they want to concentrate on something else. So,
but then if you're West Brom as well, there's worse teams left in the FA Cup that you could be losing to than Brighton, you know, compared to if they were up against Newport, for example, might be going for this a little bit more strongly, because there is a sort of a pride thing, isn't there? You don't, with all due respect to them, you don't really want to be knocked out of the FA Cup by Newport. Whereas with Brighton, you are talking about Premier League opposition, even if they're not one of the best sides in that league.
Yeah, it's one of the, you don't want to lose any game, do you? But some games are more stomachable. That's not really a phrase, is it? More acceptable than others. I'm just trying to get the fifth round draw up just to remind myself who these two sides would get in the next round. They'll play Derby on the 16th of February. So basically, if you're West Brom or Brighton, you're looking at this thinking, we've got a winnable tie in the fifth round as well. And then we're talking sixth round of the FA Cup and getting towards the closing stages. So there's that carrot dangled here as well. If I had to lean one way, I'd go with West Brom. But it's not a confident selection, as you can tell.
Carrots all over the place in the FA Cup. We'll switch our attention now to the Premier League. Also on Wednesday evening, we've got a game, bonus midweek game in the top flight. Everton hosting Man City. It's a 7:45 kickoff. Everton 17-2 in the 90 minutes market. So the draw 17-4. Man City 32-100. We've got a Man City team here, Mark, who haven't been dominating the same league, the league in the same way that they were last season. For me, they're still such a joy to watch when they're in full throttle attack, but just leaky defensive moments, the like of which they just weren't really demonstrating in their last campaign, is what's let them down, and why they are in this title battle with Liverpool compared to last season, when by this time we basically knew they were going to win the league.
It's interesting, this, and let me tell you why. We're recording this before the Liverpool game on Monday night, so we don't know what happens there. But, for instance, if Liverpool do not win against West Ham on Monday evening, then Man City can go to Everton knowing that a win will put them top of the Premier League. Ooh. Considering a week ago we were saying Liverpool might be 7 points clear, this is a phenomenal turnaround. Obviously, it all depends on what happens on Monday night, and we can't, you know, we're having to record this before, so we can't guess, but it could be, you know, if it is the case that City can go top with a win, I would put put everything I owned on City winning this
that
game.
Is a big show.
But that's not responsible gambling, and that's a terrible piece of advice. Please gamble responsibly. But it would strengthen my opinion that City will go and win this. If Liverpool win, of course, it just means that City need to close the gap again and put the pressure back on Liverpool, which is something that they've been doing for a number of weeks now. Either way, I think City win. And that's because Everton, for me, have been in real dire straits for a good few weeks, possibly months now. If you look at the squad that Everton have, the money they've spent, they should be best of the rest for me.
Outside of the top six.
In my opinion, it should be the big six, and Everton should be the best of the rest. They've got the players, they've got the infrastructure, and they've not been living up to that.
They're in a bit of an Everton, Watford, Leicester kind of bracket for me in terms of teams who should be in the top half of the table, but they're kind of so inconsistent, each of those sides, in that you never quite know who's going to come out on top among them.
Yeah, I mean, the ninth in the Premier League at the moment, Everton. Watford are eighth, as you mentioned. You've got Wolves who've creeped into there this season. But, you know, Everton on 33 points, Wolves on 38 points, then it's 47 for Arsenal. They are in the right kind of place, but they're just not consistent enough for me. You look at them at the weekend, they were pretty disappointing when they got beat by Wolves. That widened that gap. On the day, they look good, but they're struggling at the moment. And I've taken them on last two or three weeks with success. They've won only once in the last 11 Premier League games against Manchester City as well, which again puts that in favour of City fans here and people wanting to back City. And one stat that really intrigued me here, and it's a stat that pops up for teams that are having a crisis of confidence. Everton have conceded first in 11 Premier League games this season. They have lost all 11 of those games. Ooh. That is a team that once they go behind, heads drop, they have no fight in them. The side that have scored most first in the game most this season just happens to be Manchester City. I could see City getting an early goal here, and as soon as they score, Everton heads go out the window and City will go on to win. 22 occasions Man City have scored first in the Premier League. So what I looked at in terms of trying to find value, because City are very short, was Man City to score the first goal, which is also very, very short, and stuff like that. City to win at half, to be winning at half time, is 4-5. I quite like that. You could do the half-time, full-time result as well. City half-time, City full-time. That's better than the price of them to win in 90 minutes. So that's what I'd be looking at if I were to go for Manchester City, just trying to find a little bit of value.
Well, it just tells us, I think, that the first goal is going to be absolutely vital in this match, because you can think about times with Man City as well. For example, when they conceded against Crystal Palace a few weeks ago, where it's sort of been a similar story for them. They've gone one down, and they thought, we're losing? We're the Premier League champions. Pep Guardiola's our manager. We don't lose. And it's rocked them a little bit.
And on the flip side of that, because they've gone ahead so many times, they are the Premier League side who've had a lead and not won most this season, right, as well, Man City. I think it's three times. We saw that against Newcastle, of course. But that's due to weight of times they've been in front more, yeah, than anything else. I just think there's a real frailty in Everton at the moment. I think at the back, they're susceptible. And I think City, you've got to go pro City. You've just got to find a way to find a price that's not ridiculously short. And City on the double result, by the way, is 10-11, as I mentioned, 4-5 for them to win at half time. I think City will dominate throughout this.
Okay, Mark Walton very keen on Man City then, as they take on Everton in a Premier League clash on Wednesday.
Just one more thing to add there as well.
Stop the press.
Sergio Aguero, of course, we need to mention him, given that he got a hat-trick at the weekend. One of them perhaps with his hand. It was I saw a funny ditty about it being the perfect hat-trick for an Argentinian striker. One with the right foot, one with the header, one with the left hand. But anyway, he's in fine form, isn't he? If he scores any time in a City win, that's even money. Don't mind that. Him to just score any time is 17-20. I think you've got to include him. And Raheem Sterling, obviously being a former Liverpool player, pops up against Everton more recently. He went 8 games, I think it was, without scoring against Everton, but then he scored in his last 3 against them. He could be a little bit of a left field look in the market, 21-20, so you actually get odds against for him to score any time. But I think we should mention the any number of plethora of goal scorers that we could for Man City. Are, you know, the obvious one is Sergio Aguero, and even money for him to score in a City win probably lands more often than not, doesn't it?
I imagine it probably does. Fantastic. Well, we look forward to all the football we've got coming up this week. We've also got some extra FA Cup replays on Tuesday as well, which we don't have time to go into in detail here. But the betting for those is available on the William Hill website or on the app, in addition to the rest of the week's football as well. The Pump will be back this weekend ahead of the action coming up then. And Mark, thanks for being with us on this midweek edition of The Pump.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.